And this is why we're here, to tell you of the good news, how God has brought you, had redeemed you rather, and so you could join the family of God, so you could be born again, be made one with Him, one with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So let me finish reading this. That verse 21, I read it again, that they all may be one as thou, Father, in me, I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory, listen, and the glory which thou gavest me, the glory, this is what Jesus is saying, not only be one with him, but he said, the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Ooh, Satan didn't know that was going to happen. And this is why we are in the scripture. This is why we do teach, preach. This is why we read, meditate, confess, pray, do all these things. So the Spirit of God, and through the Word of God, and we study scripture, meditate on them, the Spirit of God reveal this truth. It's not a head knowledge, it's a heart revelation. I'm going to say it again. It's not a head knowledge, it is a heart revelation. That means you get the revelation of this word in your heart. And you know that you know that you know that you know that you've been raised up in Christ Jesus. So they all may be one, as thou, Father, in me, and I in thee. And then he said this, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one as we are one. Listen what Hebrews says. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. I'll pick up at verse 10. I'm reading this from the New King James. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Through what Jesus suffered. And he is the captain of our salvation. And through what he suffered, God made him perfect. If Jesus, now watch this now. If Jesus were made perfect, then you and I were made perfect in the sense that we are his body. We are not perfectly mature. We don't know it. We don't know everything because we are still growing, but we're perfectly saved. We're perfectly one with him, and can't nothing change that. We are perfectly righteous, the righteousness of God. We are holy. And see, we learn these things as we get in the Word, and the Holy Spirit teaches us, teaches this to us so we can walk in the light of who we are in Christ. And so he is the captain of our salvation, whom are all things, and bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For listen to this now. For both he, this is verse 11, for both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one. That is again. So he prayed before he went to the cross that we would be one. Now here it is. He said, I read verse 11 again, for both he who sanctifies. So it has to be him, because I wasn't able to sanctify myself, and I sure couldn't sanctify you. But so it had to be Jesus who sanctified. Both he who sanctified and those who are being sanctified are all of one, set apart. For which reason? He is not ashamed to call us or call them brethren. He's not ashamed to call us his family, brothers. I have brothers. I have cousins. But I'm not ashamed to call my brothers in the flesh brothers. And Jesus, not ashamed to call us brethren in the spirit, because we have been made one with him. We have been made like him. He is the head and we are the body, and you are not, and the body is one, and not your head. Don't go by one name and the body by another one. No, it just doesn't work that way. So verse 12 says this, saying, I will declare your name, talking about God, to my brethren. God, I'm going to declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I'm going to speak, call, say, and proclaim El Elyon, El Shaddai, Jehovah, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, King of Glory. I'm going to declare your great name among the brethren. Hallelujah. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praises to you. And if he'll sing praises to God, then I'm going to sing praises to God. Hey, he is the God of my salvation. He is my Father. He is your Father. He is the only God. He is the true and living God. He is the everlasting one. He's the one that will never, ever change. What he was, he is. What he is, he will always be. And so I will sing praises to him. And again, now watch this. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here I am. Here am I. And the children whom God has given me. It's what Jesus said. Here am I. And the children whom God has given me. See, watch this. Insomuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same. Jesus so identified with us in our humanity as a human. He talks about this in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, that he was not like the thief who climbed up some other way. See, Satan didn't come in this earth legally. He came in illegal. Jesus came in through the birth canal. He came in this earth just like you and me. He qualified to be 100% man. And so he came in this earth just like you and me.